Local Athenian Denise D'Angelo Jones has just published a new book, Spanish Influenza, 19 Days in 1919. Prior to writing this book, she was a licensed chiropractor, as well as an award-winning songwriter, among many other things. She also has written two other books, and she's here to talk with us more about this latest book. Denise, welcome to Athens News Matters.
Thank you so much, Chris. Thank you for having me.
So can you just start out by telling our audience more about this specific book and the story it tells?
Sure. Spanish Influenza, 19 Days in 1919, is actually a real-life encounter of a family of 11's daily struggle of survival, which was documented in 19 days through the eyes of 19-year-old caregiver, which was my great-aunt, Hilda Dorothea Zopp. Aunt Hilda kept a diary of detailed life events from 1911 till 1989. So it almost reads as if it's in real time, and it puts the reader in the room with the family.
So clearly your aunt was the inspiration, but what else? I mean, why write this book at all?
That's the key. The key is that I never planned on writing this book. This was one of those things where you hear about people doing things and they say, I never planned on this. It's almost a surprise, but the real inspiration is my connection with her. My mother, who had dementia, lived with me for 5 years. I stopped practicing chiropractic to care for her. In her last year of life, one of her requests always was to have me read from my Aunt Hilda's diaries. One of the last things Mom said to me was, you know, I would like one of my daughters to do something with the diaries. So the other inspiration was having COVID-19 come around. I remembered my aunt's reflections on how the family of 11 got through the Spanish influenza. And I thought, this is so compelling. I've got to share this.
This book, I assume, it has to be riveting, especially in this time.
Yes, what I had forgotten just how riveting it was until I revisited the passages. You know, what's really amazing, Chris, it's kind of like when we think of the other generations and all that they went through to get to this country, many of them were first and second generation immigrants. This was just another bump in the road, and I don't mean to lighten it like that, but they were very adept at adapting to changes and just plowing through what needed to be done.
Well, you make a great point. Also a reminder now that this was taking place also during World War I, correct?
Yes. In fact, a lot of the men, a lot of our relatives were just coming off of the battlefield. My uncle got off the train and went right to my grandpa's restaurant to see his fiance. And she had just left 15 minutes earlier because she came down with the flu and had to go into quarantine.
Wow. Well, what about any future books? I mean, like we mentioned earlier, your aunt's diary has got to be full of just other stuff.
This particular book, Spanish Influenza, what has happened from this is that I've had people say, but I want more. This book I'm working on now is the follow-up.
That's local Athens author Denise D'Angelo Jones, who is the author of Spanish Influenza, 19 Days in 1919, and more to come. Denise, thank you so much for speaking with us today.
Thank you for having me.